bakıyor. Ben Adonai olsun ya, hani hani bir yom korel de harika. Adonai mi hacıdayı sanki ne olan bu sanki ben bunu yok.
This week's parsha, we have the first parsha of Kriya Shema, and the last pasuk is the mitzvah mezuzah. Uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. That a Jewish house requires a mezuzah. But it says also bisharecha. So what does that mean? So the Gemara tells us in Yuma, if you have a city, and there's a gate around the city, you have to put a mezuzah on the gate. Not only on each house, and each room in the house, but the gate of the city has to have a mezuzah as well, but it has to be a Jewish city. So and some want to say that the same thing about an apartment building. Apartment building, you need a mezuzah on every apartment that's Jewish, in every room. But what about when you come into the building? What about that door? So that's the same thing, some point out, as the gate of the city. So if it's owned by, my building was owned by a Jew, so then we talked about whether you should put a mezuzah on the front door of the building, and Rashi's opinion is, as long as there's most of the people in the building are Jewish, then you should put a mezuzah. Rav David Feinstein told me he thought that you need all the people to be Jewish to put up mezuzahs. Once there's one guy, it's like a partnership with a guy, then you wouldn't have to have a mezuzah. But certainly, if they're all Jews, and according to Rashi, if most of the people in the building are Jewish, and it's owned by a Jew, so then there should be a mezuzah not only on the doorway of each apartment, but even on the front door. Unless, like Rav Abadi pointed out, the poskim say if you're afraid that non-Jews are going to take it away and destroy it and things like that, then you wouldn't have to do it. But unless that, then one should have an obligation, because the poskim says beisecha uvisharecha, not only the house but even the gate of the city, as well as chayev in mezuzah.